Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's Steve Bertrand. I'm Lisa Dent. Have you heard of Deborah Witzberg? She is the Inspector General for the City of Chicago. The mayor calls her one tough cookie. Her credentials go way beyond that description. She's got a budget over $10 million, 103 employees. And Deborah, you're now the city's top watchdog, a city that has a history of corruption and misconduct. What is job one for you?
It really is to continue to build on the impactful work that the office has been doing over the last number of years. There are so many good and committed people here, profoundly invested in the mission of the work. There's a huge amount to do, as you say. I'm really glad to be back in the office, and I'm anxious to get to work.
You had to leave your job as deputy in order to apply or pursue the job as Inspector General. Will that ever change? That seems like an odd way to try and land a job.
Well, yeah, that's a decision to which I gave a lot of thought at the time. And my stepping down as deputy was not required, but that was my determination that, in order to avoid any appearance of or concern about a conflict of interest, while I was both in an oversight capacity and a job applicant, that the kind of the most responsible way to handle that situation was for me to step aside. It was a hard decision. I loved my work as deputy. It was also made complicated by the fact that the municipal code makes the term of the public safety deputy coterminous with that of the appointing IG. And so, I think a lot of things, frankly, about the way that all played out in real life for the first time were problematic. And I look forward to working with our city council partners to kind of think through modifications and updates to the municipal code that might make that whole process go more smoothly and more quickly for the selection of future IGs.
You said that corruption is a nail that needs a lot of hammers. What is the first issue that you think you need to hammer now?
I think, and I've spoken publicly about this as well. The city of Chicago operates at a legitimacy deficit with its residents, and there are lots of ways that we must get at that to improve the level of public confidence and public trust in city government. I think of that mostly as sort of a two-part effort. One having to do with our addressing the systemic problems and failures which give rise to the opportunity for corruption. And two, the second kind of channel is for us to hold bad actors responsible, to call to account those who abuse the public trust. And so by doing both of those things, kind of pursuing both of these avenues of work, I think that's the best, our best shot at making payments against that deficit of legitimacy.
Your final audit as Deputy Inspector General found that Chicago police were more likely to stop black Chicagoans than white Chicagoans and more likely to use force against them. That's published. What happens now to change that? What forces the change?
Well, that work was based on an analysis of data which, as the police department correctly pointed out, predates some of the policy changes the police department has made in response to requirements of the consent decree entered in Illinois versus Chicago. And so I think the opportunity presented by that work is to sort of set a baseline where we can say, based on this very rigorous data analysis, we know what the demographic profile of CPD's use of force looked like before consent decree-related changes were implemented. That provides us a real opportunity, us and the department and the monitor and Chicagoans, a real opportunity to revisit that analysis and those questions after some time has passed with the new policies in place and take a clear-eyed, well-informed assessment of whether the policy changes are working.
I think most people in the city, maybe in the state, maybe anyone listening, is not really aware that you rely on citizens as well to report to the Office of Inspector General when they see something that's wrong. And they can do that through your website, correct?
Yes, that's right. we absolutely rely on anyone who has information about the operations of city government and its employees and contractors and so on to let us know when they have concerns. People can do that, as you say, in any number of ways. They can call us on the phone. They can go to our website. There's more information on the website about various other mechanisms, some of them anonymous and some of them not, for people to send us their concerns, both about specific allegations of misconduct, but also larger programmatic and systemic concerns and questions that people have. We are very, very anxious to hear from people. And I should say, we're anxious to hear not only from residents and taxpayers in the city of Chicago, but city employees as well. No one knows more about the work of the city than the people responsible for doing it. And so we're very anxious to hear both the concerns and the suggestions and observations of city employees, those people best situated to know how things are working and what's going wrong.
And that's something they can do and remain anonymous?
In certain situations, yes. And there's more information on our website about that. People can call the office and speak with our intake specialists who can sort of walk them through options.
So briefly describe, in case people are unaware, what your day entails. What happens as a typical day in the job of Chicago Inspector General?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer yet, having only only been in the seat about a week and a half. But the office has a number of areas of practice. We have an investigation section responsible for investigating criminal and administrative misconduct. We have an audit and program review section doing, examining efficiency and effectiveness in city government. We have our public safety oversight section devoted to oversight of the police department and the police accountability agencies. And we have a data analytics section as well as our lawyers, and they kind of provide service and support across the realms of the office. And so my job, as I see it, is to make sure that we are using all of the, we are best capitalizing on all of the talents of our people across those sections in a way that makes the whole of the office's contributions greater than the sum of its parts. I think we have tremendous opportunities to leverage synergy and cooperation between and among the office's sections to produce kind of cross-disciplinary work, which reflects the enormous depth and breadth of the expertise we have in house. And so that's what I see as my responsibility here, is to marshal our enormous resources and capacities to produce work which makes the city better and more transparent and at bottom more accountable to its residents.
I think the residents of the city really do want transparency, and we do want change because, as I started out the interview by saying, and you know as well, the city is steeped in corruption and misconduct. And is it something that you think you can make a headway through in 4 years? Or are we years and years and years from actually seeing full transparency in all facets of city government in Chicago?
I think both of those things are true. I think we can make important and measurable headway in 4 years. And I think there's much more than that to be done. I think, I talked about the view that we really are operating at this legitimacy deficit. That's not a deficit that we pay down to zero in 4 years. No two ways about that. But it is certainly one against which I think we can make meaningful down payments.
Well, I wish you luck in your 4-year term. You have a job that I wouldn't want if I made 5 times as much as you do. But thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, and good luck in making that headway and getting this corruption and misconduct issue in this city taken care of.
Thank you very much.
She is the new Chicago Inspector General. That is Deborah Witzberg on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.